Yeah.
Tony.
And Terrence.
The podcast.
It's your birthday.
But I hear me and Simon Lewis.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. Yeah. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. No. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. She got a big booty, so I call her big booty. Skirt, skirt. Wrist moving, cook, getting to it.
Gonna miss you.
I miss you too, baby. I'm gonna call you when I get there, okay?
No. You call me from the plane, all right?
Cole, tell me the difference.
Love has four letters and sex is three.
Love is flowers for no reason.
Love is telling her all the things she wants to hear until
you get the draw.
What's up, y'all?
What up?
It's Tony and Terrence coming at you with yet another episode, and it's all about me.
This is episode 88.
And not to mention, my birthday. Cue the song.
Happy birthday to ya. Happy birthday to ya.
Happy birthday! I'm 26 years old. Well, not right now because we're recording on Sunday. But by the time you guys hear this episode, it'll be my birthday. I'll be 26 years old, still looking good, fine as wine.
26 is one of those kind of years.
But it's still a good year because it's who birthday? My birthday.
Well, I meant in terms of like just, it's just 26.
But I feel like it's going to be a great one for me.
Okay. It's not what I was talking about, but okay. So yes, we had a lot to do this past weekend, and we just got back off the road and giving you all this episode. Lord have mercy.
This episode isn't going to be the uniform episode that we usually do. We're going to actually just talk about the weekend that we had, the road trip that we went on to DC. Yeah, we're just going to share those details of my birthday weekend. Wasn't it great?
It was good.
It was cool. I spent the weekend with my best friend, Terrence, and I. We spent the weekend with Miracle, my best friend, who lives in D.C. Well, she lives in Maryland, but she's from D.C. She stays about 13 minutes from D.C. It was just, you know, it was a great weekend. I planned last minute to go because I didn't think I was going to be able to. We went. Terrence and I, we left Friday morning at like 4 o'clock in the morning. I drove. Terrence was asleep the whole time.
Not the whole time.
Minus 30 minutes, maybe. But yeah, it was cool, guys. The ride was smooth. We ran into traffic maybe one time when we got to Virginia. And that was around the time people were about to go to work. But it was cool. The drive up there was cool. And I was just excited. I'm not the type of person who really celebrates birthdays. But to actually have something to do on her birthday. And this is the second year I've actually celebrated my birthday with my best friend. Even though last year it wasn't exactly on the day, we did kind of like a pre-birthday celebration. So this year, we celebrated in New Orleans last year. And this year, we celebrated again together. And that was just really cool to me because I love my best friend.
That's good. I'm glad you had a good time. So now, I guess we can go into, I guess, more in depth about the trip and everything that we experienced or got to see again for us because we haven't been in the city in a while, so it was good being back. I definitely say that.
Well, what did we do? I thought you were gonna tell.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, when we got there, guys, we had to go pick up the key from my best friend's boyfriend at his job. We got the key to the apartment. We got to the apartment, and there was complimentary everything: drinks, other things to turn us up, and my best friend cooked for us. We just had a really great time. We got to the house. We immediately got ready because we didn't want to be lazy. We wanted to make the most of the day. My best friend and her boyfriend were still at work, so Terrence and I decided we were going to go check out the African American Museum.
Of course, I was excited about that.
We both were.
Could not wait.
Right. We both were. We were we've been waiting to see this African American museum since, you know, it was put out that it was built. So we finally got to do that. And you guys, it was a plethora of things to see. Like, it was so much. Like, we didn't even get to see it all. And we were told we weren't going to be able to see it all in one day.
And that's what 100 of the people say that right. Go to that museum. Oh, you can't see it all in one day. So
we definitely didn't. We want to go. I want to go back. What about you?
Definitely.
I want to go back. Now, one thing about museums, guys, do you read everything when you go to museums? Like,
only the artifacts that I'm interested in.
Yeah, me too.
Then that's when I'll read the entire description. Right. So,
and like, if I come across something by chance that I didn't know before, I'll take the time and read about it and, you know, get a new wrinkle in my brain because I've learned something new.
And that's pretty much, that's all. I got so many new wrinkles.
Right. It was so much like it. You guys, it's so many Black people who have just left a mark on this world, who are continuing to, like, even people who aren't dead and gone yet. Like, we are literally leaving marks on this world, and we don't get enough recognition for it. But this museum definitely recognizes Black people for who they are, what they've done, the differences that they've made in the world. And it was so dope to be surrounded by people that were interested in knowing the history of our people. Mm-hmm. African-American people, Black people, white people in there learning. You know, that was cool.
Next time when I reach that point to where I don't care about anything, I'm going to ask white people.
You're not.
I am. I'm going to be like, what made you come in here of all museums?
I don't see you asking any.
I would definitely ask.
It'll snow.
What you mean?
In the summer. If you go up to somebody, a white person, and ask them that.
Nah, I highly doubt it. But it was cool to see all races in there to look at, as you stated earlier, Black artifacts, Black facts, just Black everything. As soon as you walk, it's the African American Museum, and I'm so glad they took it out from where they used to have it, because it only used to be a little section in another part of the Smithsonian. So for us to get an entire building.
And the building is so nice.
It is a beautiful.
We got in hella quick. We got, like we said, we got there on a Friday and we went on a Friday. But I know if we would have went on Saturday, we would have been waiting in line, or we would have had to gotten a day pass. But we walked right in, no ticket, no pass. We got in within like 20 seconds
at max.
Yeah.
So that was a great experience as well. I'm just upset that I didn't get to see the slave part of it.
Right.
You know, the slave. Because that's one thing that I do find interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where probably I would have been looking at all the white people's faces. And be like, this is what you all did to my ancestors. But needless to say, the next time I step back in D.C.
That'll be the first
place. I am going to the bottom floor. And that's, you know, pretty much that's where I'm going to.
Right. So if you haven't checked out the African American Museum, if you're ever in D.C., we encourage you to check it out. It's beautiful. You will learn a great deal. I promise you will learn something that you did not know before.
Right. And maybe we didn't check out every single bit, so I might be a little premature on saying this, but that Greek exhibit was...
It was a little underwhelming. Scarce.
That's why I'm saying it might have been more that we just did not see. But the one we pulled up on, I was like,
Well, that's it, huh?
Where my brothers at? Like, it was just nothing. Like, it was like a hint of alpha, and that was absolutely it. Everyone else got their shine. But like I said, we probably did not. There's probably a whole section geared towards...
Even the floors that we did go on, I'm sure we didn't even see everything on those floors.
Yeah, you took a turn in the building, and I ended up in one part. I'm looking at Angola prison. Like, it was just a whole bunch of stuff that I didn't get to see and you didn't get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were just trying to, you know, make our way through there, and it was a lot to look at. Yeah. I never would have guessed they would have so much memorabilia, so much artifacts, just everything. Shout out to all of the historians that have donated to the museum, from the money to the actual...
I saw LeBron James' name a lot in there for donations.
Definitely. He was definitely
big bully.
So
literally,
I think Oprah dropped about 20 on it just to start it off. So shout out to Oprah and her foundation. Shout out to y'all.
Goodness.
So what was the most interesting thing that you've seen in the museum?
I want to say the music section. You remember that section we went in and we saw actual outfits that like Diana Ross wore? What?
They were this tiny.
Oh, yeah. They were. Oh, my goodness. Tiny. It was. What was the name of that one group? They had on these red dresses.
In Vogue. No. What's the other? It's In Vogue and it's
I forgot.
NWA. Not NWA, but it was either In Vogue or SWV. That's who it was.
So it was In Vogue. Yeah, it was In Vogue.
Yeah.
It wasn't SWV. They, oh my gosh. Back then, people were so tiny. Like, Diana Ross's dress was so tiny. The dresses that In Vogue wore for a show, they were, oh my gosh, I can't even, they look like size -6 or something.
Right. That's how tiny
so
it looked.
Little.
That's exactly how tiny it looked.
I don't know. It was just really dope to see that whole section. You saw people, like musicians that I didn't even know about, outfits that they've worn. It was just cool. There was even a table. They even had a mix table in there. A mixer.
Oh, yeah.
Thing.
We was playing with that.
That was cool.
They had Chuck Berry's whole Cadillac in there. Like, yep. There was so much that we didn't see.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what else is in that building. But the thing that I enjoyed for me so far was, of course, the sports section. I got to see a jersey that Michael Jordan actually played in. I don't know why that's so special, but you know, it's just seeing it, and it's just on display, and it was an actual playoff finals jersey that he won. It was just I'm just a history buff, so little things like that excite me. Jim Brown's Cleveland Browns jersey. You had Jesse Owens gold medals. It just beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
It was beautiful. Terrence and I, we hadn't eaten since the previous day.
But I think if we would have eaten,
we would have seen all of
seen the whole thing.
So we was like, okay, I don't know. How many hours do you think we spent there? Like two?
Two max. It felt long because we were hungry.
Right.
Like, we had reached certain part of the museum. And
I was like, my stomach is touching my back. Like, I was so hungry. So we stopped and we said we would check out the rest later. We went to get some food. I grabbed me a grilled cheese. I went to this grilled cheese place. It was actually called Grilled Cheese DC. And I wanted to try something different, and it was really good. Terrence, on the other hand, he did try a different place, but he got a cheesesteak.
I mean, that's not fair.
Yes, it is.
That's not fair. You've had a grilled cheese before.
Not with
so
chicken.
That's not.
Not a chicken grilled cheese.
I ain't never had no chicken steak like that before, so.
Oh, okay.
I mean.
Well, we got some food, guys, and we finally satisfied our hunger. Oh, what else did we do? Didn't we go walking?
Well, we had
to
trek.
No, we didn't.
We had to trek to get to where
we
wanted to go.
Yeah, we walked to where we ate at.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was cold.
It was cold
in D.C. on Friday.
But the walk made it okay. It did.
Oh, yeah, the walk was fine. But then after we ate and we stepped back outside, it was cold.
Oh, it was freezing. It was freezing. We got to see a glimpse because we wasn't really interested in seeing the White House. So we did get to see that. And we got to see Secret Service.
Now, that was cool to me. That was cooler than seeing the White House. Seeing the Secret Service be extra, like, Secret Service-y.
It was like, what you doing?
Right.
You have to go through at least 3 to 4 checkpoints.
Yeah.
Before you can even get on,
drive down that road, that street.
It was, yes. First, you got to get out the car completely. Dog got to search it. And then, you passed this one. Now you got to go to the next one. It was so
just in case.
It was, yeah. But I understand the precaution that you have to take. It's the president of the United States. Just can't let anybody in. So that was definitely enjoyable to see. Like I said.
Something different that I've never actually seen in person were white people wearing MAGA hats.
That was different.
I've never seen that in person.
I haven't either. I've always seen it on the TV screens. But to actually see it. And they were on, like, young teenagers.
Right.
Like, preteens.
And I caught a little attitude after seeing it. Like, to myself. Like, in my head, I'm just like, why? Like, Okay.
And then you asked them what part of America was great, and they probably wouldn't even know what to say.
Right.
I did. I wanted to swing off on one of them just because they had the hat on.
And they were so young. Like, do you know what you're wearing?
So young and white. Like, I don't know. But it was, being in Washington and see that. I get it, but I just didn't expect to see that, okay? But you see clearly that it wouldn't have gone down on 8th Street or something like that. But,
oh, yeah.
So it only worked on that side of town.
Yeah.
What?
But after the museum, we headed back to my best friend's apartment. They were still not off work, but it was closer to that time. So I thought I was going to be able
to... We got dressed and left.
Mm-hmm.
We sure did.
We got back and I thought I was going to catch a nap. And as soon as I was about to fall into my sleep, my best friend comes in.
Knock, knock, knock.
And I had to fake like I wasn't about to be knocked out.
Jump right up.
Right. So it was cool to see my best friend come in the door. What did we do on Friday night?
Friday night, we did something.
We did.
We went to the hookah lounge.
That was dope. We sat outside. We chilled. We had a really great conversation, me, Terrence, and Miracle. We talked about, like, relationship stuff. And that's always cool to talk with my best friend about that. It would have been kind of better if Ricky, her boyfriend, was there to kind of have, like, both sides. But we had a really great conversation. It was a chill night. We all looked cute. And we checked out a different spot after because the city don't sleep.
No, it don't.
We didn't leave from the hookah lounge until like 2 in the morning. And then we went to this other spot that didn't close until like 3. And we played like some little arcade games. Yeah. What's that game called where you throw the ball up in the circles?
I never knew the proper name of that game.
And I won, because it was me and Terrence who played, and I won. Ain't that right?
Yeah. Yep, you sure did. She beat me by at least 1,000 points, y'all.
Oh, my God.
I let you have it. I did.
I
wanted to play that basketball. That's one thing I am upset at.
But them people was hogging it.
And then when they finally left, we were playing the
Jenga.
The Jenga, and then that's when another group came in and started playing it. I was mad there was no pool tables inside of
there. Oh, yeah, I wanted to play pool, too.
Golly,
but we had fun.
On some pool, definitely.
Ooh, insomnia cookies. I've been wanting to try that since the last time we were in D.C. because I saw that on like a movie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Insomnia cookies. And I thought they were weed cookies this whole time. I thought they were cookies that were going to keep me awake or... like, have me buzz or some type. But no, they were just regular cookies, but y'all.
Regular good.
They were good.
Hot cookies.
I got me a chocolate chip cookie and a white macadamia cookie, and Terrence got a sugar cookie. My two cookies were so good, I didn't want it to end. They were so soft and, like, melt in your mouth.
They taste so good.
They were so really good.
So we'll definitely recommend that. Ooh, that didn't happen till the next night. We still got a whole...
another day.
We're not even finished with this night, but we can wrap up this night.
Saturday. Let's move on to Saturday. We woke up.
We didn't wake up till about 12.
We didn't go to bed until...
5.
Yeah, 5 in the morning.
Playing Uno. I was spanking them butts on that
No,
Uno.
You weren't.
How many games you won?
One.
One. Compared to my 3.
You won 2.
But... either way, your boy was spanking that butt.
No.
And so, after that, we clocked out.
We clocked out
we
after that.
We did clock out.
Got ready for the next day.
Ooh.
We didn't wake up the next day until...
about 12.
Yeah, 12 o'clock. We went and got brunch.
From Tony's Breakfast? Was that where we went, or was that...
Tony's Place.
Tony's Place.
Oh, gosh. It was
not to be confused with my partner, but yes.
It was so good. It was like a carryout, but it
for breakfast.
Served... breakfast, lunch, dinner, anything you really wanted.
Oh.
And Miracle was saying how this place was so good, and she was scared that we wouldn't like it. Because you know how when you recommend something, and it might be good to you, but you don't know if it's going to be good to them. But y'all, it was good to us.
It definitely was.
Terrence and I, we got the hungry... well, Terrence... no,
I
you
got, the,
got
I got the French toast platter the first time.
And Miracle, me and Miracle had got the Hungry Man platter. Oh, my God. It was so good. I don't know if you've ever heard of mumbo sauce, but it's popular in D.C. And people usually put it on, like, their carryout, like, their Chinese food or whatever. But they had it in Tony's place. And Miracle told me to try it on my home fries. It was so good, y'all. That food was good. I had bacon. I had sausage, eggs, pancakes, and home fries. And it was good. I don't have any regrets. I hadn't eaten pork or beef in like 2 weeks, and I broke it off there. But it was good. No regrets. It was good. And I had it again today.
I'm just going to echo everything that she said. There wasn't a bad thing on my plate. So now we can move forward with the rest of the day, because that breakfast really did kick it off.
After we ate breakfast, we really just chilled in the house for a little bit. Terrence and I thought we were going to go see some more museums, but because we got our day started so late, we just chilled in the house. We played the Switch and Mario Karts, mm-hmm. or what was it called? What is the official name of it? Mario Karts, right? Yeah, I thought I was wrong.
On the Switch.
And me and Terrence were so competitive. We played like 20 games, and it was fun. We took a nap, woke up, and it was time to go out.
Just play some more, too, while we was waiting.
Yeah, my best friend, Miracle, I keep saying that. I can't stop saying it. She cooked for me. We had another bomb meal. Macaroni and cheese, collard greens, barbecue chicken. Oh.
Everything. Everything was good.
It was good. We were drunk. Had the food to soak up our liquor. We went out. Ernie joined us last night, our friend from college. Ernie, shout out to you, Ernie, if you're listening. Thank you so much for going out with us and celebrating my birthday. We went to this one, like, club, and it was cool. I had a good time. The music was good. I danced. I got some workout minutes on my Fitbit. It was dope.
Yeah, it was cool.
We had to push a few people because people was drunk and like not falling on us, but you know how like when you're in the mood and you don't even know you're backing up, mm-hmm. but this one girl just kept backing up on me and I had to push her, y'all. But she was cool with it. I guess she knew she was drunk and she needed to be pushed.
Me, I was just chilling.
Yeah.
I was just chilling. I was just watching her have a good time.
Terrence was like the bodyguard. Even when I was trying to dance on him, y'all, he was just standing there.
I got some cheeks.
Yeah.
I got some cheeks. Don't act like I was just in there the whole entire time. I did get some cheeks, so.
No, it was different because Terrence, he's not the going out type. Neither one of us are the club type, but I do know if I do go and the music's good, I'll get a dance in or two, like, especially, you know, by myself or with my friends, like, mm-hmm. girlfriends, but, of course, not with guys. But I had a really great time. It was
that
really
first
fun.
Club we went to, it was cool. It was outside, but the music wasn't hitting on nothing.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we went to one so we before had to, that. Yeah. I'm mad we paid $10, though.
Y'all was free. I'm mad I had to pay $10.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
women. And then
get
the one
free.
We went to after that was
one,
free.
Yeah, that one was free. It was that one was worth it.
Yeah.
Ooh, that bass in that club. I had to like feel my chest to make sure everything was going all right inside because it was so much bass. So much bass. I don't think I've partied with white people like that. It was a different experience.
Yeah.
You know, they party.
We partied all night long. I wore heels and I'll never wear heels out in DC ever again. Mm-hmm. Of course, you know, I held it up like I didn't act like they was hurting. I was walking normal, but the bottoms of my feet mm-hmm. were burning like fire. And they're swollen today.
Well, so pain is beauty.
No.
Beauty is pain.
Never again. I wear some sneakers before I do that. Sandals or something. Because Ernie and Miracle had sandals on. And look, I had heels on like I was just the HBIC.
But you wanted to look good.
I'm at the HBITC.
What?
The head.
HBIC.
Oh, yeah, that is it. I'm.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I'm tired, y'all. We just got back.
Tired. But we had, then after that club, we went to the wine bar. And you had this delicious drink. That drink was so good.
Yeah, I had an amaretto sour. It's a drink I've heard about and I've never gotten because I'm scared to get new drinks because I'm scared it's not going to, like, turn me up. And it didn't. It was just kind of like a chill, relaxed drink.
It was a chill, relaxed drink.
And I'm not for those kind of drinks. Like, I buy a drink with a purpose.
That drink didn't do... I thought I felt something, but that could have been something else.
That could have been the 20 shots we took before we went.
That might have been that. But that drink was so good. I was like, where's the alcohol? I don't taste any.
Right.
Definitely a
yeah,
good
it
one.
Was, it was a great night. Now, I want to talk about... No, not even just D.C., but these prices... The city is just expensive all the way around. From the bottles of water to the Ubers... To just everything, the cost of living is so expensive. So if you ever take a trip to DC and you don't want to drive, make sure you got like $200 and yeah. or more, she's depending on where you want to go, in money for Ubers. Because we took an Uber to the African American Museum. That one was cheap. That was the cheapest one we had. That one was only
$13. That was cheap.
On the way back, though, it was $40-something. Then last night, when we got back from, when we were headed back from the clubs and stuff, y'all, that Uber was $48.
Oh, so that was the price of it. Yeah. I didn't even ask. No.
It was $48. And I was just like, oh my God, we're just going up the street. We only live like 20 minutes away, but it was like so expensive. So,
so expensive.
If you ever take a trip to DC and you want to do stuff, make sure you have do stuff money.
And make sure you put your seatbelt on when you're inside of those Ubers because...
Oh, yeah. Driving there is crazy.
It, we had one. He was just... The first one, when we had that pool, when we did the pool
when we
one,
headed to When we were headed to
went
the museum.
To the monuments, and he was driving like... It was crazy. I had to clutch my belt a few times because I was like, oh, my God. Like, he is making these sharp turns and... I'm surprised that DC is not the leading cause in rear end accidents.
Because they drive bumper to bumper.
That's exactly what it is.
They park bumper to bumper.
They will change a lane with 3 inches between their bumper and the other car, and everything is fine there. You do that, and that's normal.
Right. Like, okay? If you don't do that, you're getting beeped at.
Hello?
Get out the way.
Whew.
Yeah. But it was we got definitely. There. It was an experience. Like, it just was fun. Like, it was my birthday. Well, it's still my birthday week. But I got to celebrate my birthday with people that I love. And that's really all I could ask for. I had a great time. We got out of Fayetteville. And I really needed that mental break. Even though I didn't speak on it, I really did need it. I needed to get away from here. And I'm ready to reset for this week, I think. Sometimes it's hard for me to reset after a vacation of some sort, but I'm going to be focused this week. I'm going to get things done. The grind don't stop just because I went on vacation, just because Terrence went on a vacation. We got to get back to real life reality.
Well, that's about to hit me in a couple minutes. So, yeah. I mean, I'm new to this. I should have. I don't know why I didn't. I ain't even think two cents about it.
What? About what?
Taking off Monday. That's oh, yeah. Did. But it's all right. I'll be cool. This is... Yeah. This round.
It's not late.
Anyway.
Late. And we had good sleep.
Yeah, it was... Yeah.
We had 6+ hours of sleep every night.
She's ready for that bed, though. I thought we were never going to get here. We left after a football game.
Oh, yes.
But I didn't know Miracle stayed, like, literally down the street from FedEx Field, and that's where the Redskins play. And so we're seeing all these people in Redskins and Cowboys jerseys. And I'm like, what is going on?
Like, the game must be over.
But then I realized that, you know, they were just playing a game. And y'all, the traffic.
Oh.
Absolutely. I'm disgusted.
Okay? A 5-hour trip turned into a 6.5-hour trip. That hour and an extra hour and a half was dedicated to making it through the traffic.
We lost so much time, yeah. So much time. When we left, the GPS was like, estimated time, 9:30, a whole hour we didn't
Good
get
thing
back
I to. Drove there and you drove back.
So pissed. And what made it even worse, there was an accident in one part, but y'all, I'm talking about it's 4 to 5-lane highways up there.
Mm-hmm.
And every single lane was a stop and go, bumper to bumper. So we got past the first accident, and I'm thinking, oh, great, everything's in the clear. I'm picking up speed. Another whatever you want to call it.
Could you imagine yourself living in a city with that kind of traffic?
Just maybe not on Sundays. I'm just going to contribute that to that being on a football game. Mm-hmm. That was just ridiculous. And I was like, I don't want to move up here. I don't want to move up. But it probably just the where you're at up there. That's
the only
hectic.
The only thing that makes me not want to live in the city is the driving. Everything else, I want to go. Like, I want to live there. I want to. But
driving,
visiting is good for now.
Yeah. I had tweeted, I said, I don't think I'll get used to this driving that DC and Maryland does. It's just so reckless. It's reckless. And knowing me, I'd be in a few accidents. Well, I won't say that.
Oh, goodness.
But it's just so hectic. Like, you have to know how to drive. Mm-hmm. If you're there. Like, of course, if you're born there, you're raised there, that's normal.
I think the opposite. You have to not know how to drive. People don't know how to drive. It's just, but that's the culture of it. That's
crazy.
The culture of the city.
They come down to Fayetteville and be like, y'all can't drive.
Right. No, we just drive at a slower pace.
Like, well, what y'all doing? If Miracle this isn't told, driving, last then time, what are y'all doing?
Last time Miracle was here, she told me I drove slow. I said, Miracle, I can't be speeding down a highway. Well, not even down a highway, down the street, when everybody else is on the speed limit. I'm going to automatically stick out
and
get a ticket. But
And it was weird to see people getting pulled over. I don't know why, but it was just weird because everyone drives crazy up there. So,
we encountered our first black person getting pulled over by the cops.
Ooh, that was tough. Oh, I forgot all about that. Ooh, right. He was getting manhandled.
Yeah, I've never seen that in person.
Never.
That was different. That was really different. Now, just imagine if we were walking instead of driving.
Yeah, I had put that in the back of my memory. I would have been scared. That's how I really tried to put that back in my head because I completely forgot about it. And it was just like, wow, he's really getting done up like this. Yeah. And it was at least 10 of them.
Right.
And this one black guy. Seeing that in person, it actually kind of changes my mindset and how, you know, from seeing it on TV to seeing it in person is just two completely different experiences. So now I'm real Black Lives Matter now. Well, maybe not.
No, you woke.
Real,
woke.
For real, but
I'm woke now.
Yeah, I've always been woke, but now I'm woker. So yeah, that was definitely an experience.
Well, that was our weekend, guys. We just wanted to share that with you. Me especially, because it's my birthday. I'm going to say it one more time before the episode is over. But we had a great time, and I really thank Terrence for going with me, for going out, even though I know it's not his scene. He still stuck through. He drove back, got us back safely. And I know, I mean, what you doing for me on Tuesday?
I don't know. I don't know. I gotta think about that. I got a few things up my sleeve, but...
Oh, do you?
I do.
Ooh, what's one? Pull it out. Nope. Let me know. Dang.
Well, I mean, it's in between my... No, okay.
Oh! Okay.
That was a little too much.
Well, TMI.
She's thinking about it, y'all.
Well, on that note, guys, that brings us down to the end of this episode. Make sure you comment and tell me happy birthday on Tuesday or call or something. Comment on the page. And if you ain't following us on social media, then what you doing?
Nothing.
Make sure you follow Tony and Terrence on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And that is at Tony and Terrence. You got something to say?
I do, but you can continue.
Oh, also check out our beautiful website and order a shirt from that website for a low price of $20. It's Tony and Terrence Love T-shirt on www.tonyandterrence.com. Also, submit comments, episode ideas, questions that you may have for us on the website or on our social media pages. Check out Tony and Terrence, the playlist on Spotify, not on Apple Music, because our Apple Music is actually down for right now. So don't go on there. Go on Spotify.
That's cool.
Just so they know.
But we do have a special announcement.
What?
Finally. It felt like it took forever to get here. But we celebrate every single win that we get. And this past week, we definitely crossed the milestone. We have reached over 500 likes on Facebook. Finally. And that is, well, largely part to Tony. Let me tell y'all something right quick.
I be doing my thug thizzle.
Y'all fake. I'm going to let y'all know that right now. Because when I be sending out these requests, nothing. She sent them out 20, 40s. And I'm just like, whoa. But definitely shout out to Tony for doing that and raising our numbers. And shout out to everyone who got the invite.
You just kind of peed on my grind.
I didn't pee. I said, no, I didn't.
Just kidding.
I peed on my own grind. No, I didn't. Anywho. Thank you, thank you, thank you all.
Yes, thank you guys so much for the continuous support. That
helped us to get to 500 likes on
it Facebook. Does not go unnoticed.
We almost there, y'all. We almost there. All right. So y'all better get us before it get a little too pricey. All right.
All right, guys. Again, it's my birthday, and if you're trying to send me some money, my Cash App birthday. Is $Antonia15.
/ Terrence J. Poole.
No.
If you want to sew into my life as
ain't no,
well.
Ain't no slash.
My birthday is in exactly...
January.
I'm not going to do that. It is your day.
Right.
Let's celebrate. Turn up. You ready to take a shot?
No. I'm going to bed.
I'm going to bed too.
All right, guys. Good night, Tony.
And Terrence.
We out.